Hello Virgo, it's Russell here with your stars for a week beginning Saturday, April the 22nd and the whole week ahead. What a lovely Moon-Neptune conjunction for you as a Virgo. So romantic, so chic and so sophisticated. Well, you can take this one of two ways. It's certainly good for a romantic interlude between you and somebody else. Ideal if there is an anniversary or some landmark date between you and somebody else. But also, if you've not got anyone in your life, well, this is perfect for a frisson of romance. And here's your Sunday stars. Lovely stuff going on here in relationship matters, especially whether it's business or pleasure, it doesn't really matter. There is a great deal of love. I mean, if there is a marriage or a wedding or anything special going on with these stars, it's fantastic. The one thing I would say to you is, however, there is no love lost over a family or home matter. So you may have to take refuge or have fun with friends or a close loved one, but family may be a problem. And here's your Monday stars. Put the Moon and Mars together and you've got really a great proactive and assertive energy around you now. If you want to get ahead in areas of career or anything to do with your profession. Because the Moon and Mars really can put head and heart together, quite literally, you can storm ahead in areas that will bring you kudos and also perhaps a little bit of recognition to build up your confidence. Here's your Tuesday stars. Got the Moon in Aries today. There's a certain energy around you now that you have to be extremely serious about matters that are what you would call official or anything which is to do with red tape. You mustn't allow authority to make you not see the light. What I mean by that is, just because something seems complicated doesn't mean it is. And however complicated something might seem, you've still got to sort it out and not leave it. And here's your Wednesday stars. With the new moon in Taurus, this is lovely for you as a Virgo, and especially as it's coming in the wake of a Mercury Saturn as well. Pragmatic and down to earth. And the more you are, the more you can think things out and the more you can deal with matters round. Don't be too harsh on yourself either. There are great aspects around you now for learning, for study and for travel in particular, anything that will give you a work experience. But also that new moon in Taurus is going to open up doors galore. And here's your Thursday stars. The new moon in the sign of Taurus, which happened yesterday, gives you a whole fortnight's worth of good energy. You know, the more you are excited by travel, or if you can't travel, the more you can connect with the rest of the world through technology, the internet, your PC, computers, or maybe you work for foreign companies where you live, the better. Because the global reach of your stars now is phenomenal and very positive indeed. And here's your Friday stars. Venus will now slip into Aries, which will certainly lead to a pretty sexy period. But that sexiness can come in two ways. It might be with another person, but also you might feel sexy about financial matters. That this is an area that you want to put your talents and your gifts towards making money. But let me tell you this, you will not do it on your own. The best way to make money and to acquire is to work with others who complement you.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.